Talks Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
A fracas. That's right. A fracas. Let me open the envelope. Okay. And let me hand this to you, Dave. Today's Hawkopedia term is
Miss Columbia? What?
No, Dave. It's to flip the card over.
Oh,
it's the other side.
Here
Wait,
it is.
Do you want me to hand the envelope to Dave?
Well, let me just open this one up.
You trust me with it?
Oh, no. We're not handing you anything.
By the way, I have sticky glue on my hands from gluing Dave's trophy.
And when my granddaughter shows up, you're not holding her unless you pass the number of tests.
I got sticky glue on my hands now. I'm fine.
As long as she can be glued to you.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, what's the term?
Lone Star Hawks. Okay. The Dallas Stars, Steve, once played in a place called Reunion Arena.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
It's too bad that building is long gone because it would be fitting for tonight's game between the Dallas Stars and the Blackhawks. Stars have three players who own Stanley Cup rings from their time in Chicago, including one who has three of them, Patrick Sharp. In his first year with the Stars, Sharp is having a fine season. He has 11 goals, 14 assists, 25 points through 34 games. He had 16 goals for the Hawks all of last year. Defenseman Johnny Oduya has also played in every game with 4 goals, 8 assists, 12 points. And the Stars have goaltender Antti Niemi, a Stanley Cup champ of the Blackhawks in 2010, 14-5-2 through 22 games with 2 shutouts this season. Despite Sharp's strong numbers, he is only Dallas' fourth leading scorer. That's because they have two of the top three scorers in the league, Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn. But both of those guys are looking up at the league scoring leader, Patrick Kane of the Blackhawks. They'll all be on the ice together tonight in Dallas.
It's kind of a Hawks reunion.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And plus, you could even throw in Dallas assistant coach Kurt Frazier, who played 5 years for the Blackhawks in the 80s before being traded to the North Stars for Dirk Graham.
We all thought that Anaheim would be the big threat to the Hawks going back-to-back this year. I got to tell you, Dallas looks pretty tough.
We thought this, I think, a couple years ago, and then it didn't happen.
Didn't materialize.
Yeah, but now it seems like they have gelled, and the acquisition, the deals they made with the Blackhawks has worked out. Keep in mind, though, Ryan Garbutt, the other way, he'll be reunited with his former teammates in Dallas tonight.
Not quite as emotional as the others.
Not quite the same as facing Sharpie and Oduya.
Yeah. And speaking of Sharp's face, he hasn't been hit with a puck, so the ladies will be happy?
I think they'll be just fine.
Okay. 7 o'clock news after this on 720 WGN.